We're getting out of the motorcade at the Emma Booker Elementary School in Sarasota, and I get a page. And it said the World Trade Center had been hit by an airplane. So, like everybody, my first reaction was to speak to some terrible accident. No indication of the size of the plane, but get into the school, and the president is shaking hands with people against a wall inside the school. Mm-hmm. Superintendent, the principal, blah, blah. He gets to the end of the shaking hands, and Carl's the first one to get to the president. Carl whispers in the president's ear, Trade Center's been hit by an airplane. And Condi's waiting for him on the phone and really doesn't have any information. And he directs her just to monitor it, keep him apprised, let him know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We talked informally, just that we knew, I guess somebody had wheeled in a TV at that point. So he could see the fire. Maybe it was later that he could see the fire. But anyway, he knew enough to know that the building was on fire and New York City had to fight this. Mm-hmm. So he was going to say in that briefing room, I indicated this yesterday, that federal government make resources available to New York to help deal with the plane hitting the World Trade Center. Then he goes into the schoolroom. He's reading to the kids. I get a second page telling me second tower is hit. And I instantly knew it was terrorism. Moments later, Andy walked in, did what I said yesterday, whispered in his right ear. I wrote down on the pad. And then the press started to ask questions to the president. And my instructions to my press advance staff were get the press out of here as quickly as you can. Mm-hmm. President, give one of these to the press. I'll talk to you later. And then he goes into the hold. And we're just working the phones. Mm-hmm. He's working the phones. Andy's working the phones, trying to get information. I started to write what I thought President Bush should say because he was going to go to the gymnasium where he was previously scheduled to give a big mm-hmm. speech to everybody outside in the classroom. And the bigger group was waiting for him, and the whole press was in there. So he was going to go there, explain something about what happened at World Trade Center, and then get to Air Force One. And I had a hard time writing. I mean, nothing was coming to me. Mm-hmm. And the president started to write. Dan was starting to write. And it was just kind of cobbled together.